Good morning. Wonderful morning. So last night, for those of you who have been following, we finished a course called Kabbalah Soulmates. And over the time of this course, a lot of questions came up, and I thought I would take advantage of this time together this morning and ask some of the questions and perhaps shed some Kabbalah light and some mystical light on some of these ideas around love and relationships. One of the great questions that we asked was, what is love? Now, generally speaking, and you know this is a topic that I really enjoy talking about, generally speaking, when we ask this question, it becomes existential. People start thinking, yeah, what is love? Maybe it reminds us of Fiddler on the Roof, where Tevye turns to Goldie and says, "Do you love me?" But last night, something switched in my head. And I thought about love a little differently, and I want to share this with you. When we ask, what is love? Maybe. Just maybe it's because we're unsure if someone really loves us. Or maybe someone accused us of not loving them. When we are truly, truly engaged in giving and receiving love, I don't think we ponder such philosophical questions. It's only when someone is lacking that we begin to analyze and contemplate what something actually is. I'll give you an example. Nobody ever sits down to a beautiful meal and says, "What is a pastrami sandwich?" So even if we're asking the question, what is love? It probably means that we don't feel completely loved, or someone doesn't feel completely loved by us. So, since we're asking the question, let's try to answer the question. The two scenarios that usually cause us to contemplate the question, what is love, is either am I loved or do I love? So, am I loved or do I love? Now, it's easier to talk about the first, what is love? The what is love question, in terms of the love that we feel coming towards us, and if we understand how to recognize when we're being loved, we can also learn how to recognize our love for someone else. So when we are loved, we tend to feel it intuitively in our guts. But how does it work? Is there some kind of extrasensory perception in the heart that's able to read the feelings in another person's heart? Actually, I don't think it's ethereal. I don't think it's supernatural. It's pretty practical. It's pretty down to earth. Our hearts take cues from our senses, and everything we see, everything we hear, everything we taste or touch or smell teaches us all about our universe. We don't need to contemplate or ask questions. Our sensory organs report to our brains, and our brains interpret the data and send the report to our hearts. So if we see a loving smile, or we hear loving words, or we feel a loving touch, the brain processes this information and concludes, "Hey, dude, you're being loved right now. Happy birthday." So let's just kind of encapsulate this for a moment. When we're loved, there's tangible proof. It's not an abstract thought or feeling. It's concrete. It's evidenced. King Solomon writes beautifully in the book of Proverbs. He knew about love, right? 1,000 wives. He says, as water reflects a human's face back to them, so is the heart of one to another. This means that when you're treated with love, your heart feels that love. Now I want to address the second part, because I think this is really the crux of what I wanted to talk about today. How do we know if we love someone else? Being loved is quite obvious. We see it. How do we know if we love someone else? Goldie, do you love me? In the words of Tevye, how do you know? I think the answer is like this. When we behave lovingly towards someone, it means we love that person. So when we ask a question like, what is love? We assume that we're trying to define an abstract concept similar to, let's say, what is freedom or what is good fortune? But love is not a concept. Love is not theoretical. Love is an action. So to ask what is love is like asking what is running? What is swimming? If you've ever seen someone run or swim, you know exactly what running is and you know exactly what swimming is. The Hebrew word for love is 4 letters. It's ahava, a aleph, he, vet, he. And I think it reveals the true definition of love. The word ahava is built upon the roots, because every Hebrew word has a root, the root of hav. Hav in Hebrew means to give. The root of ahava is hav. Hav is to give. In order for love to be real love, it has to be expressed by an action. If you loved or you're beloved, then you have to show it. And by the same token, if you're loved, that will show too. You're going to recognize it by the way you're treated. God commands us, you shall love the Lord your God. You should love the Lord your God. Now, I'm sure you've heard that before because it's a prayer. But maybe there's a question here. How can the Torah command a feeling? You shall, a commandment, you shall love. Either you feel love or you don't feel love. How can you command love? And I think there's a beautiful answer that's offered by our tradition. That we're not being ordered to feel a feeling in the abstract sense. Rather, the command is for us to behave lovingly. And you shall love. What does that actually mean? You shall perform acts of love. So this is the true test. Action, deeds, performance. You see, feelings can be deceptive. The whole idea of getting married for love is a new idea. It's not even 100 years old. The idea of falling in love. I don't want to fall into anything. I want to actively. I want an action. I didn't fall in love. I actively put myself in the situation. I actively love. feelings can be deceptive. Sometimes we perceive love, our perception of love could be another emotion. But actions, you can't mistake an action. Either you did it or you didn't do it. Don't say you did it when you didn't do it. Either you did it or you didn't do it. So rather than ask, what is love? This is what I think we should be asking. Do I perform acts of love for my beloved? Does my beloved perform acts of love for me? We have to be doing love. We have to be giving, have. When we give, we love. You know who understood that better than anyone else? Barack Obama's campaign. If you go look, there's actually been books written about it, many, many articles about the Obama campaign and how their average donation was something like $6. What they did was something so brilliant. They just got young people to give them $1. And once they gave $1, they loved him. They used this age-old Jewish idea. And later on, they said that was the way that they were able to win the campaign, because so many people were invested in his campaign because they gave him $1. Giving to someone creates love. This is the Kabbalistic idea. Oh, you don't love? Do you love me? Am I asking an existential question? Then give, and you'll see. You'll see what love is. And Goldie said it so beautifully. What do you mean, do I love you? I shine your shoes, and I wash your clothes, and I da-da-da-da-da. And she goes through all the menial tasks that she does every single day for him. And she says, and if that's not love, I don't know what is. You see, Goldie knew it. Tevye is trying to ask an existential question, but Goldie understood this, that by giving, that's where love comes from. So somehow, and I don't know how it got confused, somehow it got confused with this emotion. Emotion is fleeting. Emotion changes. You can't control it sometimes. Hopefully you can control it. But it's harder to control. But if we love based on giving, then you can ask that question. Do I perform acts of love for my beloved? Yes or no? Do I do love? Oh, yes? Okay. Then you can start asking questions. Does my beloved perform acts in return? But it's not, love is not tit for tat. You don't do something to get something in return. That's not what love is. Love is you do because you love. So we have to be careful that we don't start, you know, taking account and having checks and balances around our love. That's not the point. But if I had to boil down what is love, from a traditional Jewish, biblical, and Kabbalistic sense, it is action. It is doing. It is giving. Love is giving. Oh, you're not feeling love towards your beloved? Give. You're not feeling loved? Give. I know our minds go to extremes right away, right? You're going to say, but what if he's a narcissist? We're not talking about narcissists today. Majority of the world is not narcissists. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope not. So yeah, if there's somebody who is somewhat mentally or emotionally unstable, well, that's a whole different kind of worms. But for the average person, for the person who struggles in their life and tries to be better every day, that's what we call in Judaism, the average person. For the average person who's constantly struggling and trying to be a better person, that's a person you give to. And I'm assuming most of your beloveds or future beloveds are in that category. And so that, as a result of this course, became my very, very deep but distilledly basic understanding of what love is. And with that, I'm going to turn off the recording. So for those of you who are not joining us in person and you're just listening to this afterwards, you should know that we're here every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. And then you will have to be here in person to hear all the wonderful ideas that are going to come right after.
Hi, Rabbi Bernath here. I have some great news for you. My popular 4-week course, Kabbalah for Everyone, is available right now for free for the next 50 people who download it. All you have to do is go to www.theloverabbi.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you're going to see the download button right there. In this course, I talk about the Kabbalistic secrets to relationships, to wealth, to happiness, and balance. This special offer has been dedicated in loving memory of Eli Dorfman. I look forward to hearing from you and hope you enjoy the course. Now on to today's episode.